Morning, wake up, and welcome back here on a Thursday, the first week of June. And the first week of June reminds us it's been about 3 months, give or take, that the news broke about what at the time was the presumptive Democratic nominee before she was even officially a candidate, Hillary Clinton, and that use of secret email, the server at that time. We were told then that the email practices probably wouldn't hurt her chances. I visited with a lot of different folks who said, nah, it's probably, tempest in a teapot. It's not really going to amount to a whole lot. Well, maybe not. There's been some question whether it's really a done deal and whether there isn't traction for some of the other candidates, those who've declared and maybe those who would still declare on the Democratic side, and some new polling to go along with this as well. So does the former Secretary of State, former First Lady, have some issues when it comes to the campaign for 2016. Joining us now, staff writer from TheHill.com, Jesse Burns. Good morning, Jesse.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming back again. Does she have a problem?
You know, it seems that since she left as Secretary of State these last couple of years, her favorability in terms of whether she's honest and trustworthy has really tanked. There were two polls out yesterday from CNN and ABC. Both showed that a majority of Americans, more than 50%, thought that she was not honest or trustworthy. This, you know, kind of represents some of the impact of moving from a diplomatic position at the State Department back into more partisan politics, running for president. But at the same time, it does definitely show that these recent negative stories or scrutinizing stories regarding her emails and donations to the Clinton Foundation, that they are definitely taking a toll.
Yeah, there was that feeling that the Democrats had finally gotten to the point where the Republicans have been numerous times, which is, you know, the next in line. And obviously, she met all of those bona fides, that air of inevitability. But if that air of inevitability disappears, as it did in 2008, with Barack Obama coming on strong, does she become all that more vulnerable?
Well, there are definitely, you know, some kind of grumblings among Democrats. You know, some that would maybe privately say, "Is there something here that we should look at in terms of, you know, is she going to run a stronger campaign than she did in 2008?" We're seeing kind of some evidence that she is running a stronger campaign, partly because she doesn't have a primary challenger like she did back then against Barack Obama. That being said, she right now has two challengers who have made very clear their intention to, you know, really get her on the records in terms of her the issues that she supports and trying to push her more to the left on some primary issues that that she hasn't taken in the past.
I think you could make an argument, Jesse, that they've succeeded in doing that, and that she is pretty reliably, at least with the pronouncements made over the last 30 to 45 days, pretty much out there on the left. But is that going to be enough? For example, if someone were to get in the race like an Elizabeth Warren, does that completely change the Democratic dynamic? Because now you have somebody who has got the left-wing bona fides, who is female and would could possibly be our first female president, and Hillary Clinton would have definitely on the gender side some strong competition there, or would she?
It would definitely change the dynamic. We don't. Warren has said repeatedly that she won't enter the race, and many of those who, you know, hoped that she would get into the race have kind of started to look elsewhere, realizing that she won't. It'll be interesting to see, you know, now with these two recent polls, especially this week, if Democrats, you know, kind of pivot or maybe change their strategy a bit in terms of Clinton. Many, you know, view while she's the clear front runner, they realize that, you know, she can't run another campaign where she's viewed as being an inevitable candidate. And so they are starting to realize that, but at the same time, they're going to have to change their strategy in terms of engaging with press and trying to be a little bit more, you know, going on the offensive with some of these policy arguments that they haven't done so far.
Jesse, I guess I'd like to know, you know, if you were able to look out about 9 months or so and put the lay of the land there, what it would be. Because I had one political, a high-level political operative who told me within the last 7 days, who didn't want to go on the air to do this, but said, I can tell you, Dave, this much. I firmly believe that that Hillary Clinton and Jeb Bush, the two who appeared the most likely at one point, I promise you they will not be the nominees of their respective party in the year 2016. And is there any possibility that that could have some truth and come to fruition, or is it still hers to lose?
Well, it's a long road between now and the primaries early next year in January and February. But that being said, there's plenty of room at least the Republican side, for a handful of candidates. Now there are nine officially declared, with more jumping in soon. There's definitely room for others besides Bush to jump in and get that slot. On the Democratic side, in 9 months, it's probably Clinton will probably be the front runner unless something major happens here in the next few months.
All right, Jesse Burns is a staff writer for TheHill.com. There's no shortage of things to write about. Like you said, when you've got nine in officially already and more coming in the swimming pool, come on in. The water's fine, at least early on. There'll be plenty of grist for the mill, will there not?
There absolutely will, and we'll see many candidates vying for more than just running for president. Obviously, one can always secure the nomination, and so mm-hmm. They feel there's a benefit to running, even if their chances are very slim.
And we've seen that before as well. Jesse Burns, thanks for joining us this morning very much. Look forward to talking to you again.
Thanks for having me, Ticker.
Yeah, that will definitely not be the last political segment, as you well know, on the 2016 race. More to come here. Appreciate having Jesse on the show. Appreciate you joining us as well. This is 1320 WILS.